Hello and welcome to The Big Fight. I'm Nidhi Razdan. Well, this has been a long election. And here we are in the final stages witnessing one of the most bitter and nasty campaigns in a long, long time. There is name-calling, there's been finger-pointing, and frankly, the discourse has touched such a low, it should worry all of us as citizens and voters. This week, you had the Prime Minister's attacks, for instance, on the late Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi that have created huge controversy. He said Rajiv Gandhi died as a Bhrashtachari number one. Meanwhile, you've also had the Congress going all out in its Chaukidar Chor Hai slogans. And I'm not even counting all the various other gullies that you've heard from various political parties, including regional parties, against their opponents. Has the political discourse hit an all-time low? And has that actually taken the attention away from legitimate issues in this election campaign? That's what we're talking about on The Big Fight today. Well, we have a terrific panel with us. And I'm going to begin, as always, by asking all of them to take 1 minute each for their opening comments. Has the political discourse hit a all-time low? And who is to blame for this? I begin with Lalitha Kumaramangalam, leader of the BJP. Ma'am, your 1 minute opening comments start now.
Yeah, good evening. I agree with you when you say that the political discourse seems to have hit a new low, but it would be very, very difficult to point fingers at somebody else. When I think, and I think everybody knows, I'm known to be brutally frank, that every party across the spectrum has, in one way or the other, somebody or the other from the party has been party to this. Now, having said that, I'd like to flag one thing which perhaps has not much relevance today, that it's not just the political discourse that has really gone low, it's also the fact that too much violence has taken place in these elections. And in a way, that is a frightening signal that despite the talks, despite the big words being used and the fancy statements being made, not really has much has been done to curb that violence. And there, I think that all of us need to stand up and say that regardless of whoever it may be,
this is not acceptable. Okay, ma'am, your 1 minute is up and you'll get a chance to continue your arguments later. Ashutosh is with us. He's, of course, been a former journalist, politician, and now political analyst and author. Ashutosh, your 1 minute starts now.
See, I think this is not only about the decency, this is the new political culture which has come in Indian politics. I remember the time of Mr. Atal Bihari Vajpayee and Lalkesh Advani. And I remember also when Pramod Mahajan has made certain uncharitable remark about Mr. Chandrasekhar on the floor of the house. And Mr. Vajpayee called Pramod Mahajan and asked him to apologize. That was the culture in Indian politics, that despite having the political differences, it's not that we are enemies. Now the political adversaries are treated as political enemies. And this, I have no reason to say that. I'm completely frank to say that this is a new culture which has been brought after 2014. Can you imagine a Himachal Pradesh BJP leader is giving a maki gali on record and nothing has happened? The party has not taken any extent. And Rahul Gandhi has gone to the extent of calling Chaukidar Chor Hai. So I'm not surprised. This is new politics in India and this is going to be this will go further down. And if we expect that somebody else will come up and say, no, this is not happening, so let's be decent, I don't see that is happening.
All right, well, you've stuck to your 1 minute. Tejasvi Surya is with us, the young leader of the BJP, who's also contesting from Bangalore this time. Tejasvi, has the discourse hit a new low and who do you blame for it?
The Congress party, undoubtedly. The Congress party in this election campaign, not just this election campaign, since the time Prime Minister Narendra Modi has come about on the national scene, has called him in uncharitable terms. Whether it is calling him Nietzsche, whether it is calling him Hitler, whether it is the Congress party's president repeatedly calling him Chor, whether it is the Congress party earlier calling him Maut Ka Saudagar, none other than Sonia Gandhi, whether it is Rahul Gandhi calling him Khoon Ki Dalali, these terms have been repeatedly and derisively used against the Prime Minister. And I think in this election, the Congress party has taken all of these to a new low. And I think also a section of the media, because, you know, if you look at the Prime Minister's speeches in most of the rallies, at least 60% of the time that he gives is related to the kind of work that is done, the projects that have been sanctioned, the kind of developmental work that has taken place in the last 5 years. But I think disproportionate amount of time is given to these negative comments which have taken
place. Okay, your time is up. You get a chance to talk about that more. Ami Yagnik, Rajya Sabha MP of the Congress, is with us. Ma'am, your time starts now.
Well, the period post 2014 shows a steep spike in the language that is being used by parties. We have seen the personal character assassinations of leaders across parties, especially the opponents are treated as enemies. But I will go back to 2011, 2012, because the Honorable Prime Minister of today was there then the Chief Minister of Gujarat. And in 2012, in a Himachal Pradesh rally, it all started with a 50 crore girlfriend. From there, I think there was no looking back, and never has the Prime Minister, after taking this post, I think, used the words like economic survey or employment or youth or women's safety or farmers getting that double income. No issues are figuring in the language of the Honorable Prime Minister, but it is only casting aspersions on other opponents, treating them as enemies. And so instead of reprimanding his own BJP leaders within the party who speak derogatory language for everybody, I think that political discourse has gone to a low where we cannot envisage a situation where it can take
Namita further. Bhandari is with you. She's a senior journalist and commentator. Namita Bhandari.
Right. So we're talking about the new lows in our political discourse. What is certainly not new is the level of misogyny. Because right from the time Ram Manohar Lohia called Indira Gandhi a Gungi Gudiya, we have seen that women who seek public office are fair game. For personal attacks, their personal, their choice of partners, who they marry or do not marry, their way of dressing, it's all seems to be fair game. And the latest, of course, is Atishi, a Rhodes Scholar, a St. Stephen's Topper, the subject of a vicious, awful pamphlet. I can't even repeat the words that have been used. And regardless of who is behind it, I would have expected, if I was her opponent, I would have said, listen, I condemn this and I will come with you to file an FIR. Nothing has happened, you know, so they, instead of which you have a criminal defamation suit, or at least the threat of a criminal defamation suit, which is just another way of silencing women's voices. So why does this happen again
and
again?
Your time is up. I'll give Mr. Pawan Varma the last opportunity. He's, of course, a former member of parliament and a senior leader of the JDU. Mr. Varma, are you distressed to see the discourse around you, and who do you blame for it?
Of course I'm distressed. You know, Nidhi, all nations and societies have an inbuilt, invisible and inherent moral compass which guides them and in a sense constitutes the dharma of that society. It consists of rectitude, it consists of etiquette, it consists of linguistic restraint. I'm sorry to say that in the political class, this moral compass has gone bust. And today, there is a new competition as to who can come punch below the lowest level of idealism that society is willing to tolerate. Now, this has happened not immediately, not overnight, but over a period of time, where all notions of correct behavior, of treating your rival, as Ashutosh said, not as an adversary but as an opponent, of having Shastrarth, which was our parampara and tradition of civilized discourse,
that is over. So let's get into some specifics, and let's first, for instance, look at the attacks on Rajiv Gandhi, which we have seen really being amplified in the last few days by the Prime Minister in particular. Tejaswi Surya, the question is Rajiv Gandhi an issue in 2019? He was killed almost 30 years ago by terrorists. How is Rajiv Gandhi an issue today? And many do feel that the remarks have been rather distasteful. You can criticize his record as Prime Minister, but to tell Rahul Gandhi that your father died as a Bhrashtachari number one, when we know the circumstances in which his father was killed, seems to be a little coarse.
First point. As long as the Congress party continues to seek votes in the name of the Gandhi dynasty, they must be accountable for the sins of the Gandhi dynasty. Whether they were killed in action, whether they were killed in martyrs, we have respect for the martyrdom of all the prime ministers who were killed in office, who are martyred in office. But that doesn't mean that we cannot, as a public, demand accountability for any of their other actions. Two, Nidhi, I think maybe the whole program that you're conducting today is maybe around the whole Rajiv Gandhi thing alone.
I think
you must also be asking the opponents here, you must be asking them as to why the Congress party president calling the Prime Minister chore umpteen number of times is not an issue.
You know that Rajiv Gandhi was also called a chore by the opposition?
So that
and
means
Manmohan
that Singh
was called a chore
by the
BJP
new law
in
that
Parliament.
You're speaking of today is not a new law, it is a very old law.
So you do know that Dr. Manmohan Singh was called
called a chore in parliament, in parliament by the BJP.
All right, so it's not a new law, it is an old law. So
and if, it doesn't make it correct.
It doesn't make it correct.
No, my point, Nidhi, is if we are discussing name calling, if we are discussing lowering of public discourse, you must also be asking the people who are calling the Prime Minister Neech, you must also be questioning those people who call him Khoon Ki Dalali. Why don't you ask all of the people? Why don't
they
you
are
ask
all
these
being
people
asked,
these
but I am asking you that is it fair to say that your father died as a Bhrashtachari, number one? Given the circumstances in which he was killed, you question his record, but is that language?
What is wrong with the language? Calling someone Bhrashtachari number one below the belt is making allegations of financial impropriety.
Yes.
Since when did it become in public life? Since when in public life allegations of financial impropriety become below the belt?
Ashutosh, do you want to take that?
It's a disgusting statement. Let me say it very, very frankly. Very, very disgusting. It insults not only the man who is called, it insults our Hindu culture, because that has never been Hindu culture.
It's amazing
country.
That Ashutosh ji is now speaking of Hindu culture.
Let me, please go ahead, sir.
It's so heartening
that
we have so many...
Let me complete, my dear friend. I can equally disturb you, but let me complete.
Please.
My point is very simple. It's not that the first time Indian politician has been called chor. I still remember Gali Gali Mein Shor Hai, Rajiv Gandhi Chor Hai. Indira Gandhi chor hai. I still remember emergency ke teen dalal, Sanjay, Indira, Bansi Lal. It's nothing new. What is disgusting is you call Rajiv Gandhi Bhrashtachari number one, I have no problems. You call him the dunya ka sabse bada Bhrashtachari, I have no problems. But when you are adding unki maut ke saath, with death, that is disgusting. It is coming from the Prime Minister of the country, somebody who is holding a post, somebody who is supposed to be the beacon of the nation. If he is making a statement like this, I think this is insulting not only to the Hindu culture but to the entire nation, and we all should be ashamed of this statement.
Well, I want to ask Lalita Kumaramangalam, would you think that there was a better way to put it, a better way to put a critique out there of Rajiv Gandhi's tenure as Prime Minister, which is anyone's legitimate right to do?
Look, first let me say that I condemn Ashutosh making it Hindu, Muslim, Christian, Jain. It doesn't make a difference.
Did I?
It has. You did. You kept saying Hindu. Now, this is not to do with only Hindu culture. This is to do, if you ask me, with Indian culture, regardless, full stop, whether it's gender, religion, etc., etc., caste, etc. What the Prime Minister said, I suppose, as somebody who has been called the most terrible of names, including one that everybody seems to conveniently forget, which is Napunsak, by a very, very senior Congress leader who has never reprimanded for it, I guess he feels he is fully permitted or to retaliate in like language. Maybe it should not have happened, but the sob story that we see also from the other side, that he died as a martyr. Yes, he did. People make mistakes during their political careers, and Rajiv Gandhi's perhaps was that he sent a lot of the IPKF to LTTE. The LTTE killed him. No Indian killed him. In his mother's case, it was different, but I digress. Now, the point is that in this, I agreed with what Tejasvi said, that if you want to reap the benefits of what your family's dynasty is, then you should be prepared to also sometimes be hit below the belt and to be able to stand up and reply to it. Now, I'm not passing judgment here on anybody. I'm just saying that the same rule should apply to everybody. Unfortunately, I think the rules have changed, perhaps in the wrong way.
Well, okay. Amiben Yagri, do you want to take that on? That what Lalita Kumaramangalam and what Tejasvi was also talking about a little earlier, is that what about the abuse the Prime Minister faces, whether it is chore and whether it is the whole list of abuses that he actually put out himself just yesterday, that therefore this is fair game and this is politics?
Well, I would again reiterate that, well, when the Honorable Prime Minister stoops to a certain level using some kind of language, I think we all look up to him, and we expect a certain kind of a dignity in what he speaks. But then you equate the opposition also and all other parties also who are not in power, and to speak this kind of language, well, I think he may take offensive of that, fine. But the second point, which is very important, where the topic is going astray. In 2014, forget about the Gandhi dynasty, Gandhi family, 2014 mandate which was given to the Honorable Prime Minister showed clearly that he has UPA, Congress's taken the bashing for whatever reasons. But you have come with a promise. You have promised the nation. You have promised 2 crore jobs per year to the unemployed youth. You have promised double income to the farmers. You have promised women's safety. You have promised 15 lakhs.
You're saying it's diverting from account. Those.
Well, no, I'm coming. These are the real issues. Healthcare, education, economy. Nothing, not a word in this 5 years you're speaking. No report card. A complete failure on the report card. And all the promises that were blatantly given at the time, which are false promises.
But Anivan Yagnik, the question is it okay to name call
and
the Prime Minister?
And no, and no, so no, you
is
have
it okay to say Chowki Dar Chor Hai? Let me ask.
I have not completed. Yeah. And so when you do not have a report card, you have only a failure and a red line, you definitely come up with issues attacking other people because you have nothing to show. So this
I am
is
asking,
where
do
the
you
law
agree,
has gone.
Do you agree with slogan? Well, you would have to. Your party president has coined Chowki Dar Chor Hai. But do you think that doesn't that lower the level of the discourse?
Yes,
it's a distraction.
The
level
moment
you resort to name calling, it does take away from the issues.
The level of the discourse has definitely gone low. From every angle, if you see in the last 5 years. But I'm going back from the time when the Honorable Prime Minister, the Chief Minister of Gujarat, from then, from 2011, it has started calling the Prime Minister, Dr. Manmohan Singh, also names.
Seems to very conveniently and selectively forget the fact that instead of debating on the issues which he says matter for the country, why is it the Congress President day in and day out starts calling the Prime Minister chore? Why is it that Priyanka Gandhi Vadra calls the Prime Minister calls him Duryodhan? The Congress President says your karma will wait you, like a old Baba cursing someone. So why is it that instead of concentrating on the issues which Yagnik ji seems to now be flagging, why is it that the Congress party focuses very conveniently on name calling? And how is calling Neech okay? How is calling Duryodhan okay? How is calling Khoon Ki Dalali okay? How is calling not Bhrashtachari number one not okay?
Okay, Ashutosh, give me a second. Pawan Varma wants to come in on that. First on the Rajiv Gandhi thing, let me just ask you first on that and then to the rest of this. You think that it looks good for a prime minister to be using that kind of language?
No, I'll be frank with you. I think it's irrelevant to the political discourse today, and it's certainly not in good taste because the former prime minister was a martyr killed by terrorists. It happened nearly 30 years ago. And to now invoke him and to carry on a debate by an attack on him so that you can then attack his son is not necessary. But I'm not saying that all the aberrations are one-sided. Azam Khan talks about his political opponent and her underwear.
Yeah.
What kind of discourse is this? All sides of the political spectrum need to look inward. Then we must go to the causes, Nidhi. What is the cause? The cause is a new obsession with winnability at any cost, even if it means that you don't talk of the substance but demolish your opponent personally in any language that you choose to use. There was a time when Atal Bihari Vajpayee on the floor of the house said that they removed Jawaharlal Nehru's portrait when I became foreign minister, thinking that I would like it to be removed. I had it restored. I may have disagreed with him, but he was the prime minister of the country. There was a time when Atal Bihari Vajpayee made a scathing attack on Jawaharlal Nehru after the 1962 war, and Panditji walked across the aisle and went up to him and congratulated him. Why? Where is this level of discourse in our political class today is the question, and what are the reasons why today it seems to have evaporated? We have to go to the root causes.
And who do you blame?
I believe the entire political, it's a hall of mirrors where each person justifies the stand that they took on the basis of the mistake the other side made or the excess that the other side. And it becomes a pyramid of who can beat the other person's excess.
Namita Bhandari, you agree?
Nidhi, yeah. You should ask him a second question too.
One second.
Let me moderate the debate.
Maybe it's not just the politicians, because we've agreed that the politicians have actually lowered the discourse, and do give us a chance as well. I think the question of who started it is moot. It's moot. The important question for me is who's going to end it? Where is the leader?
And a person is a leader by definition because he shows direction, moral, ethical,
or she,
thank you, shows, in this case we have a male leader, unfortunately, or, you know, unfortunately, not because of who it is. Yes, because I would rather have a female leader, but that's, we're digressing.
All right. Please
and
don't digress.
The point is, who is going to end it? Who is going to take this bull by the horns and say, well, I am not going to indulge in this anymore, even if it wins me elections, even if it gets me applause from the cheap seats? And I think we're not seeing that. There's no indication of that happening.
Lalita Kumaramangalam, do you think it actually wins seats?
Who is responsible? Yeah. I think society as a whole is. Just look at the discourse on social media. How low has it has got?
I agree with you.
With regard to anything, whether it's women or men or children or whatever it is, the discourse itself, and it's, I mean, discourse is too grand a word to use for what goes on social media, is absolutely terrible, and it's reprehensible, and it comes from every side. And I don't think it's just limited to
India. But we should expect our political leaders to do better. Whether it's the Prime Minister, whether it's Rahul Gandhi, whether it is Mamata Banerjee.
Quite frankly,
all of them need to rise above that.
Blunt, as you know, I always put my foot in my mouth. Just a minute.
Sorry.
That, do we really expect better?
Do we? I mean, Ashutosh, is it our fault? Is it our fault as voters and citizens?
The society as a whole doesn't expect better because they're doing nothing better. If not worse.
We are in a habit of giving direction. As it is to say today, chokidar chore.
Exactly.
I mean, we must be honest about these things.
See, I think we are in a habit of not looking into the mirror. The mirror very clearly says the political leader as a class has to take the responsibility. I want to remind my BJP friends here. Who said about Sonia Gandhi, this Jersey guy? Who was that? Who was that leader? Who? What position he was holding? Who said Rahul Gandhi?
Let me listen.
Let me complete. Then you can interrupt. Who's called Sonia Gandhi Jersey guy? Was it acceptable? Who said Rahul Gandhi hybrid ka bachcha? This was said in 2004-2005. Maut ka saudagar was in 2007. So, and who said, aaj hamare 25 unke, who said, bachche paida karne ki factory, can you cite one example where Atal Bihari Bajpayee had made an uncharitable remark about any opposition leader? Can you cite one example where Mr. Manmohan Singh has made, as a prime minister, made an uncharitable remark about the leader of opposition? Can you name even Narasimha Rao saying something like this? Can you name H.D. Devegowda, I.K. Gujral saying something like this? Why the present prime minister is indulging
Ashutosh, what about the opposition? Look at the things Mamata Banerjee has said. Mr. Modi is drenched in blood.
I'm making a different point altogether. What I'm saying, the prime minister does not belong to a political party or one ideology. Prime minister belongs to the entire country. The whole country looks at him as a beacon of hope.
So you're saying
he is a hope. That's what I'm saying. I have not heard Atal Bihari. I'm a strong critic of Atal Bihari Vajpayee. I had never heard Atal Bihari Vajpayee, Lal Kishore Advani making a statement like this. I had never seen Manmohan Singh making a statement like this. H.D. Devegowda, I.K. Gujral, and even Narasimha Rao had not made a statement like this. Why this prime minister is making a statement?
Because this prime minister has been attacked and insulted in a manner in no which other prime minister in the history has, and therefore he has a right to reply in the language these political opponents do. And he is a very, very political prime minister, Nidhi, we may like it or not. He is going to give you back in the language at which you throw at him. First point. Second point is, Nidhi, we have three very senior journalists here, including you, Ashutosh ji, and Seema ji. My request to you is, we have blamed the political class and demanding accountability for lowering the discourse, which I think is something we should definitely ask accountability for. Do you remember that the Telegraph had published a frontline headline calling Smriti Irani anti-national? Do you also condemn it today? Will you?
What's wrong?
I don't agree with every headline in the Telegraph.
No, I'm asking Ashutosh ji, I'm asking you.
What's wrong?
What is wrong?
What's wrong?
So that person got freedom of expression. Then there is nothing. You have no moral right to ask if Bhashtachari number one is wrong. You have no right. You are just exposed, sir.
No.
What's wrong, Kalina? Ashutoshji and ma'am, I want the three of you to condemn
Now let's go further. Should we not also be demanding accountability from the media as well?
The BJP is they have become so arrogant and narcissist. They do not remember what Anant Kumar Hegde has been talking about.
Sir, don't change the goalpost now.
Do you remember?
Don't change the goalpost. I've seen.
Do they remember?
No. This is an old communist tactic of changing
falters when they lose election debates. No, no, sir. No, I want him to say whether he's okay.
He will. He will. I have a counter. Yeah, I have condemned.
By the way, one second.
For the record, I thought that the headline was completely misogynist and sexist. Yes. FYI. Yes, Namita.
Right.
Yes.
Thank you.
So, okay, he asked us to condemn it.
I thought it was
sexist. I'm condemning it. Now, will you condemn? Will you condemn? Regardless of your party position, will you condemn?
No, I have to get into that.
Brashtachari number one. I have absolutely no problem calling anybody Brashtachari number one.
It's okay.
No, no, Brashtachari. No, Jersey cow and no. See, Brashtachari. The debate started with Brashtachari number one. Let us stick to Brashtachari.
You can't say
Pavan Verma.
You condemn also.
There is a syndrome we have got trapped in. For every aberration, we cite the other side's aberration as an excuse to justify our use of it. And it's an exceptionally wrong syndrome to be trapped in, because if you have abused me, I will cite I will not say that your abuse is wrong. I will say that you have abused me, therefore I have the right to abuse you. Or I will abuse you because I say in the past you've abused me. Nobody is questioning whether there is a breach of the standards that need to be followed in any civilized society.
I did
say what is happening is that we justify each other's excesses on the basis of those excesses. And it becomes a spiral.
What did you think of Ashutosh's argument that we have to hold the Prime Minister on a different standard? And Tejasvi's counter to that is that the Prime Minister has been abused so much throughout for years. Is that a persecution complex, as Ashutosh says, or is that a legitimate argument?
I think that the Prime Minister has to decide ultimately whether he is playing only the role of a party head or he's also keeping afloat the standards that are associated with someone who holds the position of the Prime Minister of the country. And some of these comments, I believe, fall short of it. Others are a riposte to the kind of attacks that have been made on him. Now, what I have a problem with, Nidhi, and which I would like the entire panel to think about is, whether it's the Prime Minister or someone else, when Giriraj Singh says that those who are buried in this country take 3 feet of space, and unless they chant Vande Mataram, they cannot be buried in this country. This is an open incitement to communal clash. It's not an appeal to patriotism. Let's not devalue patriotism. It's a rank statement to divide society and to give it a coloring of emotional nationalism.
So are you telling your friends in the BJP that this makes you uncomfortable?
Of course, we have always had a very clear-cut position on statements which incite communal division in the country. And we condemn Giriraj Singh for that comment. So I want to say to you that the real question we need to answer is, do we agree to set standards which are within the framework of linguistic restraint and rectitude across the political spectrum, or do we justify every aberration from that Lakshman Rekha by citing the other person's wrong rather than correcting ourselves?
Well, we have actor and politician now, Prakash Raj, who's joining us as well in the studio. And interesting that both you and Tejasvi Surya are here, both of you contesting in Bangalore in different seats. But Prakash Raj, the fact that the discourse is the way that it is today, we all agree that it's terrible. Now, the question here is, Ashutosh, for instance, says the Prime Minister holds a special responsibility in ensuring that the discourse stays above board. Tejasvi says that's not the case. Mr. Modi has been abused all this time, and therefore everyone must take responsibility. What do you think? Who's making the discourse so low?
Everyone, that is the problem here. I mean, it's not just Modiji, it's everyone. What we have got into is abusive. What was an election? It is a conversation between the voter and the candidate or a party. Now you talk of your report card, you talk of your vision, or you can talk of the failures of a previous government. But abusing, using words, polarizing, defending, and whatever, I wouldn't agree that if Prime Minister is abused, that doesn't mean that he has to make the mistake too. Isn't it? One wrong, another wrong doesn't make one wrong right. I mean, it is just trying to push the ball to everyone in this country. Every single, they don't have any lagam, what we say. They just want to do it. They just want to create. They just want to hurl abuses. And they have made the tamasha of the whole thing.
Do you think that's
I just can't say it is one person. It could be Rahul Gandhi.
Isn't that distracting from what the campaign should actually have been about?
What the campaign should be?
The governance of the last 5 years.
It should be the governance. If you have not governed before, it should be the vision, you say. Be critical about what the government has done. You know? That should be there. Either they defend it, but it has not happened at all.
Tejasvi, you wanted to come in on what he said?
What I am amused today here by most of the panel members here is everybody puts the onus on the Prime Minister not responding.
I did not
responding.
Put the onus on the Prime Minister.
No, sir, you hold him to a different level of conduct.
He just said that the Prime Minister doesn't have to do what his opponents did to him.
No, so that's precisely my point. So what are you expecting the Prime Minister of the country, who is a political activist and political worker in nature, what do you want him to be? Do you want him to be a saint who this is politics, Nidhi, this is real politics. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi is very different from remote controlled Prime Minister Manmohan Singh, who had to seek permission from Pen Janpath to even speak on any issues, whether it concerns national security or party affairs. This Prime Minister is a political Prime Minister. He gives back.
So
he
was,
gives
so
as
so
good as he gets.
So was Atal Bihari Vajpayee. He was also political.
But he was not called Neech. He was not called Yamraj. He was not called Duryodhan. Which is why this Prime Minister answers in the language. Let me draw this logic.
Have all the abuses been one-sided?
No. I have always
Surya,
been,
not talking
I have
about
been
logic,
telling you
talking
that you
about
are dealing
ethics.
With a political Prime Minister.
You can
Atal Bihari
Surya, we are not talking about logic.
No,
we want to talk about ethics.
This Prime
about
Minister
conscience.
Makes his opponents understand in the language they do, whether it is Pakistan or whether it is Congress Party.
Prakash Raj?
This is not about logics. This is not about arguing. It is about basic ethics. It's about conscience. There
so
are
ethics
people
apply
watching
only
them.
One-sided?
No. Just because somebody is not
so
ethical.
So, Khun ki Dalali is ethical.
If somebody is not ethical,
Mota
doesn't
Saudagar
mean you should
is ethical.
Be unethical, right?
No, I'm asking, are all of these ethical?
Surya, why don't you set
Chowkidar
an example?
Chowkidar Chorhe is ethical. Priyanka Gandhi dancing to small kids, asking them to continuously, and BCMC on national television, she's
so
standing
also
and
that.
It's all passe. It's all
false.
It's all
that,
false.
That was fake
false.
News, by the way.
No,
that
the videos were there.
Yeah, that was fake news.
Chowkidar
videos were edited.
To show Chowkidar Chorhe is fine. Dancing to it is fine.
If somebody says something to you,
it's moral.
You will also be unethical.
Logical.
So you mean to say you are clearly accepting Mr. Modi ji
as
unethical?
But any of this is not.
No, you're accepting Modi ji is unethical.
Sir, this is... No,
if
someone is going to hit you, we will teach you back in the language which you will understand. Whether it is Prakash Raj or Pakistan, we will ensure that you are taught in the language you understand.
Mr. Surya, you are accepting our Prime Minister also.
Namita ji, you are saying Ashutosh and then Namita and then Pavan.
A very small point I want to make. I think let's change the whole grammar. I think let's remove Mahatma Gandhi as the father of the nation because we are very proud of Mahatma Gandhi. Modi ji talks about Mahatma Gandhi. Did Mahatma Gandhi teach us ki aankh ka badla aankh ka lo ya goli ka badla goli se lo? I'll teach you in the language the way you understand. This is what Surya just said. It's a threatening step.
Now let me say how Ashutosh ji is not a Gandhian.
I told you, do not get personal with me. What I'm saying is, then Mr. Modi and Mr. I know RSS for sure. They have no trust and no belief in Mahatma Gandhi. So why are we talking about we are Gandhian? No, RSS should say we don't believe in Mahatma Gandhi. We believe in Nathuram Godse. We believe in Pragya Singh. We believe in Colonel Purohit. Ki hum goli ka badla goli se lenge. Say that, na? So why we say let's not worship Gandhi? If Gandhi is a father of nation. If we are proud of Gandhi's contribution to Indian freedom struggle, then let's not get into this. If we are getting into this, that means we are demeaning, we are belittling Gandhi, and we have no respect for Gandhi and his thoughts and beliefs.
Kejriwal does not respond to anybody's political attacks. Does he not? He is not a Gandhian.
One second.
I want to ask Ashutosh, what is your former boss doing? No, your former boss, sir.
No,
I am asking
can
about
I, can I go back to your former boss? Please.
No, no.
Can I cite
I
you?
I have had only one boss.
What Anant Hegde has said?
I have only one boss, sir.
Can I tell you what Anant Hegde has said?
That boss is the ideology I believe in.
No, no.
Guys, one second. We have to give everyone a chance to speak. Yes. I know it's called the big fight, but let's.
If you quote Gandhi, you can't quote him selectively. You can't
on the floor of the house and request Kumar Mangalam and Surya Bose that they do not believe in Mahatma Gandhi's thought.
I asked them to
say on floor of the house that you do not believe in Gandhian thoughts.
Now, when did this debate become about Gandhian thoughts?
If you got the guts, say this.
Because we will pay you back in the same coin. Pawan Verma, okay, guys.
You are a Gandhian.
Prakash Raj said, I'll give you back in the coin you want. Like Pakistan.
Yes.
Do you think Prakash Raj is a great actor? You are calling him a Pakistani?
Did I call him Pakistani?
Yes, you did.
Exactly.
Yes, you did.
I am not going to be ashamed of anything. I think you should get your ears checked.
One second, guys. Okay, all right. Ashutosh, one second. Because Tejasvi, you did say.
He's putting words in my mouth, which is wrong.
You said whether it is Prakash Raj or Pakistan.
Yes, so does that mean Prakash Raj is Pakistani?
Well, you're using it in the same sentence.
Nidhi, go back, replay and rewind what you have said.
I'm happy to take out the bite again.
Did I say Prakash Raj is Pakistani?
But
this
when
is
you
the
say
allegation
whether it is
said.
Prakash Raj or Pakistan,
yes, so
what does that mean?
I said whether it is Prakash Raj or Pakistan.
Prakash
so
Raj,
what
how
does
do
that
you
mean?
How do you counter it? How do you? I mean,
let me ask a simple question.
No.
This debate is not about Gandhian thoughts.
I want to ask Prakash Raj, how do you counter this kind of
problem?
Yes, I do.
Then you can't believe in Gandhi at the same time.
Lack of dialogue on the campaign. Guys, all right.
I'll
have to take a break if we don't stop. One second. Okay, Prakash Raj, how do you counter this? I mean, you've seen this has been obviously a very nasty campaign. How did you counter that on the ground while campaigning? How much responsibility the opposition need to bear in how this discourse has gone?
They
do you think if
everything.
The opposition had actually taken the high moral ground and said, we will not get into this name calling, that it would have made a difference?
How I countered during my elections? Yeah. I didn't even discuss these guys. They called me, BJP called me, some Christian Edward Raj. The Congress called me, no, he is a Hindu. Congress went to an extent of taking a photograph where I had gone for a debate in front of the civic society, that we had a photograph with my candidate of the Congress candidate. Prakash Raj has joined. All I talked was, I did not stoop down. All I talked was, what are the vision? What are the issues? Please look at the candidates. Don't look at the political parties. I maintain my gate. I wish my prime minister does that. They defend that. They are shameless, I'm trying to tell you. They can defend anything on this earth. They can turn, twist. They will immediately put the blame on somebody else. They can put words into our mouths. You just say, no, Balakot or national security should not be the issue of the election. They'll say, you are a Deshadrohi. You are a Pakistani. They'll get away with it. They will call Ali Bajrangbali. They will get away with it. They will defend somebody who says, I went and destroyed Babri Masjid. That I gave a shrap. The Prime Minister will come and defend it. They are wonderful. They can be offensive. Only they can be offensive. Nobody should be.
If Prakash Raj can defend Tukde, inshallah, I can also defend Babri Masjid demolishing.
When did he defend Tukde, Tukde?
No.
When did he defend Tukde?
If he can.
Firstly, who said Tukde, Tukde?
You did not hear the tapes? Did you not hear Kumar?
No, because there is no charge sheet. There is no charge sheet yet.
Because Arvind Kejriwal is sitting on it.
No.
Let's debate those things also. Let's debate all these also on your very show, on your very channels. There have been a series of panelists who have come. If
when
Prakash
did he
Raj
say Tukde Tukde?
No. He's gone and supported a candidature of Kanhaiya Kumar. He said Shaila Rashid, Kanhaiya Kumar.
He's a Deshabhakt, yaar.
These
I
very
like
people are apologists.
Are Shaila Rashid and Kanhaiya in jail?
No. These very
people. Were they in jail? But they are apologists of Afzal Guru.
If you can seek his clemency, if you can be apologists for Afzal Guru, why should I not be speaking for Sadhvi Pragya Singh Thakur?
Look where they go.
Why should I not be speaking for
Sadhvi Pragya Singh?
Because Pragya Singh is
If you guys can ask for convicted terrorists and still parade yourself as moral guardians of this please, country.
Please. Pawan Verma and Lalita Kumara Bangla have been very decent, very patient. It has as have the others.
Fight.
One second. Okay, guys, 1 second. Pawan Verma first. And then to Lalita Kumara Bangla.
I want to make a point.
Yeah.
I think every instance of derogation from linguistic Raj Dharma ultimately assumes that the voter is appreciating this.
I don't think they are.
I think it's an insult to the intelligence of the voter.
Voter, yes.
When candidates use language which is a slap at the face of Indian civilizational ethos and culture, the voter feels insulted and humiliated. It does not get you brownie points. And because you are in elections to win it, I think if for no other reason, this should be a reason why you should exercise the kind of restraint which has been the hallmark of our tradition. I mean, Shankaracharya and Mandan Mishra sat together completely opposed and had a Shastrarth which changed the evolution of the course of Hinduism in a civilized manner with great respect for each other, even though they disagreed with each other. This is the tradition that is my culture. I don't want people to teach me what my culture or Hindu culture is if they only want to talk about Hindu culture. That is our tradition. And every time people make some kind of excuse for a linguistically unacceptable statement, they are hurting, insulting and humiliating the voter.
Lalita Kumara Mangalam. Well said, Pawan Verma.
I'd like to say this very clearly, that I do not want to listen to any biased opinions from anybody. What is happening here today is a tutu meme, which totally has obliterated the issue that we started talking about. Fortunately, Pawan Verma brought it back into focus. The thing is not about whether it's a post they occupy or the post they want to occupy or what religion they are, what party they are, etc. Across the board, this is happening. And I'd like to flag just how nastily across the board women have been talked about, not only in this election,
yeah,
but even before.
As well, yeah.
It's disgusting. And I don't care who it is, however elevated they may be in politics or in journalism or anywhere else, who tells me that it doesn't matter, that's not an issue, or the bigger issues are economic, etc., etc. Everybody needs to take stock, as I said right in my opening statement, that everybody needs to take stock. Yes, beyond a certain stage, nobody will keep, showing the other cheek if you keep slapping it. They will turn around and slap you probably.
So you don't believe in Gandhi?
Exactly. I don't believe in Gandhi today. Maybe I did when I was a child. I'm very honest. I don't see the need to, falsely say that I'm a Gandhian. I'm not. Because I feel that, the truth is itself the biggest liberator. Whether it's, you want to call it Gandhian, you want to call it Marx, you want to call it Goebbels. Sorry, not Goebbels, but I mean, those are just words, and those have become an excuse.
Was that a Freudian slip?
In political, I'm unfortunately not like Goebbels at all, so maybe it was, huh? But the thing is that they're used as excuses in political discourse. Everybody here is making political statements, but the fact is that yes, that the language used today is different from what it was, say, when my father was in power. He was a minister, but that's besides the point.
You're saying that that's the way it's become. You're saying that
that's the way it's become.
Is that a new normal, Namita Bhandari?
It's not due to one party or one individual or one set of people.
Okay.
It's everybody.
Two things, Namita Bhandari.
We've
is it a new normal?
The ditch.
And is it an all-encompassing problem? Or do you place, as Ashutosh seems to suggest, more of the blame at the BJP's door?
Well, I would say that there is a leadership deficit. I mean, there is no denying that there has been a complete coarsening of our discourse since 2014, whether you want to talk of tukre tukre gang or prostitute or secular, this kind of label chucking or
urban naxals.
Or urban naxals. So
I'm privileged to be all of them, but anyway.
So yeah. Am I, many yeah. of them. And I feel... I'm actually a little sad because I'm looking at someone like Tejaswi as a young, new generation leader. And I urge you, as someone who's older, I urge you to please sometimes rise above the party line.
take the right moral stand. I beg of you, especially when it comes to women, regardless of, I mean, we all condemned Sanjay Nirupam for what he said about Smriti Irani. We condemned it.
And Azam and Khan for his comments about
absolutely,
which were disgusting.
And it happens again and again. And someone needs to stop it. Let's not get into this whataboutery of who started it. Let someone come forward and say, well, I will stop it.
Amiben?
Yes, I think we have reached a low which is absolutely disgusting. The young India or the nation today is looking at it, wanted to see the aspirations of the present
but
government.
But then why doesn't the Congress take the first step and rise above it and say,
No, wherever
take
we
the
have,
high moral ground.
Wherever
I mean,
we
have
aired, I think there have been reprimand actions and they have been called and they have been asked to resign. But what I see, I think all parties will have to come. And I think Election Commission also in 2014 had registered a lot of cases, you know, by recording the speeches
the
and all that.
Election Commission
this time,
is another story.
I don't want to say anything about the Election Commission
on
as well. No, of course, they are there all the time recording everything that comes within the sphere and jurisdiction.
But we may
need to come out with a very different reforming strategy, but well, yes, the parties have gone to a low, and we need to start again when we come back to the Prime Minister. I think he is not the Prime Minister of BJP nor of any other party, he is the Prime Minister of the country. So let us say that yes, he has definitely set a standard from 2004.
So you're putting Prakash Raj, last comment.
He has set standards. You know, why does he think once he becomes a Prime Minister, he ceases to be from the party? Whether I voted for him or not voted
but
for him, he is my Prime Minister, right?
He would campaign for his party.
He can campaign, but even if I have not voted for him, he
is
still my Prime Minister, right?
Not an individual.
Now, you can't set an example like that. From 2014, it has just gone, the whole labeling. We have had Prime Ministers in this country, and we have had differences with Prime Ministers in this country. But only when we talk against Modi ji, why are we called urban Naxals? Why are we called anti-Hindus? Why are we called Pakistanis? Why are we called Deshadrohis? Look at the naming. The naming ceremony, you know. They name the roads. They name the smart cities. They name people also. And they have created in such a way that there is a troll army which believes in it and which devours on it, which grows on it.
And
all of them will continue to tell that lie.
You've had a lot of time.
This is a tukde tukde gang, he is a deshdrohi, he is a Pakistani, you go back to Pakistani, right?
But what Prakash Raj is saying is a bigger important point, the way, not just about this campaign, but yes, in the last 5 years, Tejasvi, anyone who has been mildly critical of this government in particular and of the BJP is always called names.
He himself said, if anybody is against Modi, he is anti-Indian.
I have given the context in which I have said in 100 interviews till now. You may please go and refer to it, sir. The debate now today is about even answering your specific question. Why is it this debate is being so selective? Why is it that if you go down on my timeline, there are 100 people calling me, you know, the kind of names that people even in the streets don't call on my Twitter timeline. But why don't you ever hold them accountable? Why don't you hold the Congress party trolls? Why don't you hold the AAP, party trolls? Why don't you hold any of them accountable? Why is that?
These standards of ethics, these standards of morality, these standards of integrity.
Namita has a good question. She's asking,
how many of your trolls are honored to be followed by Rahul Gandhi?
Ma'am, I don't go and watch whom Rahul Gandhi follows. It is immaterial and inconsequential. When someone who is calling me, ma'am, you asked me to rise above party lines.
Yes.
It's a great suggestion, and with respect to you and to your accomplishments, let me tell you that this is a new India where young people will call a spade unapologetically.
Yes,
if they will, if they will, if they will, no, no, no,
of.
If they will encounter a journalist who does, who involves in backroom dealings, then they will call him or her a prostitute. If there is a person who believes that arms can be taken up against
you
Indian state, then we have in every right to call. No, it's all that. I'm
ashamed to have you here.
We can call them.
You are defending something called prostitute.
They are urban Naxals. Because they are urban Naxals.
Sorry.
No, you don't agree.
This is he's the big fight which actually has encapsulated what this campaign has been like over the last several weeks, and we still have a couple of weeks to go before counting. I hope that at least when the show ends, we can all shake hands and end it in a more civilized way. Thank you to all of you for joining us. Thanks.
What a letdown.